lots and lots of revs coming down Glen Crutchy Road.
Harrison, Dunlop, Hillier, Jordan and Johnson are all through Glen Helen on lap one as Josh Brooks arrives next on the Jackson Honda. And there is Todd. Yeah, Todd there on the Coolman by Padgett's Honda. Harrison leads Dunlop. Then James Hillier showing in third ahead of Davey Todd. So yeah, Hillier is in third, 2 seconds down on Dunlop. Then Davey Todd, the lead's gone out again. Harrison leads Dunlop by 5 seconds now at Ramsey on lap one.
Yeah, 7.178 the lead between Dean Harrison and Michael Dunlop through Cronk Namona. James Hillier 8.4 back off that, and Dean is in. They're just taking the rear tyre. It'll just be a splash and dash, really. Just a bit of fuel in, a bit of water in as well, cleaning the visor. It'll be told by the team as well exactly where it is. It's gone from 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 over the last couple of sectors, and he's the only rider. We've got Dunlop, Hillier, Todd Brown, Brooks and Johnson, and a good pit stop by the guys there from the Honda team. So you hear the klaxon going once again, and he's in and out of the pits, and you can just hear him rising those revs. So here comes Michael Dunlop on the Ducati in second place.
Harrison leads by 5.5 seconds from Michael Dunlop. Then James Hillier is in third, 15.7 seconds down on Dunlop. Then it's Davey Todd, now 5.3 seconds down on Hillier. Dunlop is coming on the Ducati.
How are we seeing the same as what we saw in the Superbike race earlier on? A slow start and building and building and building.
Dunlop is definitely coming. We're about to get Harrison flash past us to go out onto the final lap. And Dunlop is the man we're looking at. Here goes Harrison. Still the race leader, but Dunlop is cutting into that advantage. Sector by sector, Harrison's away, flat to the tank, over the top of St Ninian's and on to Bray Hill. It's Dunlop who we'll wait for next. It was 2.9 seconds out from 2.4 at Cronk Namona. It went out to 2.9 at the grandstand. What's it going to be? Here he is. It's down to 0.8 seconds. Harrison continues to lead, but only by 0.8 seconds. Dunlop is really firing up the Milwaukee Ducati now. This is going to be a right dice.
But oh, these are the kind of races I love.
They are. It's so close to the front, isn't it? But, you know, it's what we've come to expect in these.
Dunlop leads. Dunlop leads at Balaf by 0.1 seconds. Lead change, Balaf lap 3. Michael Dunlop on the Milwaukee Ducati snatches the lead by 0.1 second from Dean Harrison on the Honda. Harrison then is through Ramsey. We wait for Dunlop, who we see on the run up towards Whitegate. So we'll get the time in the next few seconds. What has Dunlop done? He's extended it. Oh, 3.4 seconds up on Harrison now. Dunlop is moving away. Here is Dunlop then. Let's see what the impact is on the leaderboard. It's out to 6.6. Wow, Dunlop is pouring it on here. Here he comes onto Glen Crutchery Road. Pinned, absolutely pinned the Milwaukee Ducati. My thunder, it's 30. 30 TT wins for Michael Dunlop. He wins by 10.2 seconds. The final lap, just gone.
Keep up to date with Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website, motorsport.manxradio.com, your one-stop shop for news, travel, road closures and racing schedules. You can also step into Manx Radio 1368's 60-year motorsport archive, including interviews with your favourite riders, race highlights from yesteryear and our collection of motorsport videos and podcasts. motorsport.manxradio.com, the home for motorsport on the Isle of Man, from the best biking station in the world. Manx Radio 1368.